Great. Today is March 11th, 2022. This is the Regulatory Reporting Data Model Working Group meeting. We are a Linux Foundation. We are operating as part of the Linux Foundation. We operate under the antitrust laws and rules established here. If anybody has any questions, please ping me or anybody else with the Linux Foundation, and we'd be happy to help. So before we jump into it too much, I think Sean had a update or an announcement that he wanted to make.
Yes, I do. Thanks, Peter. So I'll keep it really quick. The Architecture Working Group is starting up next Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern. Folks on this list received an email about that. If you are not on the requirements working group, the reporting requirements working group mailing list, please join it. But if you're not, let me know in chat, give me your email address. I'll be happy to send you an invite. If you would like to nominate a coworker or colleague at your organization to go to the Architecture Working Group, that would also be awesome. And I'm going to put a link in chat for the mailing list for the OpenIDL Architecture Working Group in case you'd like to sign up for that. The first meeting next week is just going to be a kickoff. We're going to start with a really high level overview, probably of some of the architecture and maybe some questions, as well as talking about vice chair and chairperson and just getting the process started. This architecture working group is going to lead to future working groups like governance, like backlog, et cetera. So I put a link to the mailing list in chat. And if you'd like to shoot me a note in chat with either your email address or the email address of a coworker or colleague who you think should attend, I will make sure to have them invited next Monday, March 14th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, Peter.
Sean, this is Sandra. Can I ask a question on that? So I got the invite, but it doesn't really have a way to put it on my calendar. Is that the same issue like with this call at the beginning where we got to work with somebody to get it on our calendar as a recurring meeting?
Sandra, if you can leave your email address in chat, I'll make sure that you get an invite. I didn't add everyone from the requirements working group as a calendar object because I didn't want to invite everybody and fill their mailbox with an unwanted meeting invite without at least checking with them first. Okay, but yeah, we've got that situation straightened out.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I hope to see everybody there that has stuff to contribute. All right. And so then our next item today, we're going to take a vote on claim as a place to begin. And let me pull up the claim stuff. Excel, sorry. I just came from a meeting. And it's been a wild day. I'm sure all of you guys are having. I guess first off, while I'm pulling this up, does anybody have any feedback for the email I sent out? I believe Monday night I sent the what we're going to vote on. Monday. No feedback. Everybody's feeling good about it. So we got, let's see, hard to say how many fields it is because the numbers went away.
I'd say everybody that has an objection is on mute.
Yeah, it seems that way. Okay. So I guess we got no objections. I guess I will call a vote. Let me pull up my screen over here so I can get some names. We will begin voting with Dale. Dale, how do you vote on the issue of our day one claim terms?
Yes.
Excellent. Do we have Kevin from the Hartford?
Yep, I also vote yes.
Thank you. What about Alan from Hanover?
Yes.
Is Eric here from Virginia? Ooh, I should have got a seat, made sure we even had enough carriers. I hope not carriers, regulators. Do we got George from Connecticut?
Yes, you do, and yes.
Okay. Sandra, what do you think?
Yes.
Ryan, are you here from Mississippi?
Mississippi is here, yes.
Excellent. Do we have any carriers or regulators not here? I mean, not here, not that are here and I didn't call on, sorry. Perfect, okay. Well, so we've passed the claim and that is just phenomenal. So we need to figure out kind of like the next direction on this. So we've got some of the, to do our auto coverage and auto territory report, there are some aggregate fields. And so what I think we need to get the math for those aggregate fields proposed, vetted, and then voted on. How we're coming up with the premiums and the various attributes from the territory and coverage report. What I'd like to do next week is we need to take some time and figure out how to take this flat data model and organize it just a little bit more into a table-like pattern such that we can come up with math, because for the life of me, I can't figure out how to describe the math for these reports until we get the objects figured out, so we can write the arithmetic around the objects. But the agenda for next week is going to be maybe a little bit step away from the business, a little bit more into technical. But we would really appreciate to have some of the business people on here when the technical people are going to be here. If your organization has a technical person, we'd like to have you here. Now, the work that we're doing, and I'm going to say the same thing to the architectural meeting group, because it's really, we want a lot of those guys to show up, or those people to show up. But we need to kind of get this a little bit more wrapped up. So I just wanted to make that announcement that's kind of the agenda for next week. Ken, are you here? I believe Ken's here. He's probably on mute because he just talked. So Ken, did you want to go over today the AIS stat plan and the stat plan into these attributes and talk about some of that? Because I know you were asking some questions about that.
Yeah, I'm not able to drive a productive conversation yet. I'm still working through enough of the details. And it's less of a stress item right now than I thought it would be. Because what was driving my stress level was trying to reproduce that report accurately here, and Travelers isn't providing the data to do that. So the accuracy is off the table in the short term. So.
Okay, well, great. That's awesome. So that's another item taken care of. So we've got expected values on most of the claims. Let me pull up, what's next? So we've got expected values on claims. Next week, we're gonna be doing, we're gonna try to do the object modeling. We may just be having a short meeting today, guys. Does anybody else have anything for an agenda today? Because my next step is to really, I wanna take the auto territory and the auto coverage report, and we need to figure out how we're going to do the math to do the aggregations to take this data dictionary and turn it into the aggregated fields that produce those reports. But I know that I scheduled that for next week, and I know I was really looking forward to working with some of the people who are going to be here next week, so I don't want to begin that without them. Do we have any other items for agenda today?
Yeah, I'd like to propose something.
Sure.
Since we've gone through the auto plan for both claim and auto, or claim and policy, and we've basically determined that the AAS stat plan is what we need to stand up as day one, can we consider the AAS stat plan for all of the other lines of business as currently reported to be day one for the other lines of business? The reason that I say that is I don't want to have to maintain two processes for providing statistical data, an OpenIDL path and then a traditional AAS path. So the value to me is when all of the lines of business are functioning within OpenIDL. And if we could agree to that, then we can start working on putting together OpenIDL.
Okay. Well, I wish I had the policy stuff in front of me right now. Did we have NAIC annual statement line on the policy? I mean, on for auto, because I've been doing a bunch of stuff with regulatory reporting and just filing this year. And I think that we're thinking about, we're at least considering the idea of adding an amendment, of trying to modify our stat plan, because the validations with the AIS stat plan are very hard because we don't have the NAIC numbers on there. So we can't compare to NAIC numbers in any way. So I'm wondering, I need to find out what we voted on for policy. Give me one moment. Does anybody remember if we had that on there?
I believe so.
Yeah, we have the annual statement line.
Okay, sweet.
Is that equivalent to the NAIC annual statement line? That's what that means, NAIC annual statement line?
Yeah. Okay. So
that there wasn't two different annual
statements. No.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. So that's great. So Dale, my one statement is I believe, and Ken, you've been looking at this more than I have today, or at least this last week, is the annual statement line on our stat plan for auto? Because I believe that we've been internally working on the idea of trying to.
No, it's not. So.
Okay. So to Dale's statement, I do not. I like AIS stat plan plus NAIC annual statement line.
I want to ask Dale. Can you repeat what you said? I didn't quite understand what you're suggesting.
So what I'm suggesting is we already have a stat plan for AIS.
Yep.
And for OpenIDL, we adopt that stat plan as is for our day one, for all of the other lines of business.
But not for personal auto?
Well, we just did the auto.
Yeah, so...
But the learnings that we had from auto was that, in essence, we have to go back to the AAS stat plan. The issue with auto is, even though we have day one things, we now have to do some coding on our part in order to get to the expected values, because right now the expected values that we have for auto are the codes that AAS is seeking.
Okay.
So now we have to decompile that to now create the values that are being prescribed for auto.
Right. So I'm going to make things complicated here. Hopefully I won't get too confused with what I'm trying to say, but we have different values. An example of that is the state code, right? You give a state code in the stat plan, and you're going to give the abbreviation in what we've been talking about to OpenIDL, right? We're trying to divorce ourselves from all those codes.
Yep.
So there's a mapping, and there's some semantical mapping. Like we have a limits deductible field, which kind of says both things at once, right? That has to be mapped from what's in the stat plan to what's in the... So when you say adopt the stat plan as the first cut, right? That puts us back in the code bill, right? All those things are with codes, et cetera. And when we do move to OpenIDL for these lines, we do want to have that other thing that we've done here for personal auto. It's almost like we need both of them for the migration plan. Let me further add that I think there's going to be a lot of mapping the stat plan to our new formats necessary for a couple of reasons. One, to leverage all the rules that we've already got written for validation of all that stuff in SDMA. And two, because we're going to have to take all the data that we currently have in the old format at some point and push it in to OpenIDL for those carriers that do not participate in OpenIDL yet. So we kind of need both formats. Does that make any sense? I'm sorry if I rambled.
Well, so if you need both formats, then what I've said makes sense.
Right? I didn't hear the second format in what you said. So we're creating a second format for all the stat plans? Is that what you mean by that?
Well, no. What I'm suggesting is we adopt it as is, and then we still, you know, in time, we worry about the day two stuff. And as part of the day two stuff, it might be, okay, for state, we want to change it to the NAIC standard. For, you know, all of the other things that we've now done coding to, we're going to decode it. but that becomes more day two stuff rather than day one.
I'd like to maybe take, like,
I mean, we don't have to decide it today. It's just something that I would like people to think about.
Okay.
Because, you know, as you know, we're what, 5 months into it already, or 4 months into it, and we just finished auto. So I think cadence will be quicker, but you know, we've got 10 lines of business. You know, I can't afford to wait a year and a half before we have all of the lines ready, mm-hmm. so that I can then switch over to one reporting mechanism.
Okay. I think.
So in essence, we've had a lot of great discussion, but we were kind of saying we spent 5 months coming up with these lists of fields, which for all intents and purposes, the day one fields are the stat plan. So why wouldn't we just have the day one fields for all the lines be the existing stat plan? To Dale's point, we have to change. Right now, we send LOB 56 for auto, and now we have to make it auto, right? So we have work to do if we're going to undo the codes and turn it into the expected value set that we've discussed. And I'm assuming that you need the expected value set from everyone in OpenIDL in order to accumulate the data. Is that not what you were thinking you're going to do, Ken?
So I think we're going to have to do the mappings from our stat plans to these day one fields that we divide.
When you say we, who's we?
AIS, probably.
I don't know how. I'm not sure that you can.
Yeah. So, but I'm worried that that baby is going out with the bathwater here, right? If we put the data in the stat plan format into OpenIDL, what have we accomplished?
We're not suggesting that.
That's where I'm lost.
Well, I am suggesting that as day one, but I think eventually we move more towards what we've done with auto, where we put English words around what we've done rather than codes.
I think I could definitely meet you at least halfway and say when we get to homeowners, we should be starting with just looking exclusively at our stat plan.
That's what he's asking for. I think what you're asking for, Dale, is to accelerate the process, the standards process, is to start that way and then continue to build out. Because where we ended up was with the AIS stat plan as the reference. And so what they're suggesting is a way that we can accelerate the process.
Okay, I feel like I don't understand some details. I get the idea. I'm worried about having data in OpenIDL that just has that plan. It's just that plan data with our codes and all that kind of stuff, right? I don't think that's a good place to be, right? Because we're going to have to just change it all later, because we don't want our extractions to talk about AIS codes and things like that. I thought that was sort of a base tenet of OpenIDL, is that we're not going to use all these codes that we have that are very difficult to decipher as part of our extraction patterns. That's what I'm worried about. And maybe I'm missing something, right? But that's what I'm worried about.
So Susan, why do you think that Ken couldn't do the mapping?
Well, we have
format. I mean, there.
sorry.
I'm not sure. I'd have to go through it. I'm just not sure that in every field that he could.
Definitely numbers, what is like line six, where we don't have the annual statement line, that one we couldn't do. But most of them, I think we can produce a lot of the mapping. And I think most of it's like arithmetic or just like substitutions for keys, right?
I mean, we do have a couple new fields on here that were maybe NAIC fields or, you know, from other. Like transaction type, I don't think. Melissa, do they get that today? New business, change, renewal, cancellation?
No.
Right.
I think this is a great thing to think about, right? It's important to accelerate. I think that we want to leverage all the work you guys have already done. So that you don't have to go change a bunch of programs. So with a mapping, we can do that. And we can even utilize the rules, right? If we use the stat plan. I just, I think we don't want to lose the notion that the stat plan data is not really what we want inside OpenADL's harmonized data store.
I agree, but I think that's, I think that could all be day two stuff. I mean, I think we could have a parallel set of fields, you know, the traditional versus the new, and the new is going to be, you know, our expanded expected values and our new definitions.
So maybe we get it in there in stat plan format, do our regular stat plan running against that. And then as part of day two, we pick that up and move it to the other format.
Yes. And
maybe you have parallel data. Okay. I think I'm starting to understand where you're coming from. I think it's an approach that will work technically for sure. We could, you know, we could figure out the mappings and figure out how to get it into the real database we want later, as you know, as we go, and because we know it takes a long time, and we can start doing regulatory reporting with the old formats currently, and not try to. We wouldn't want to be exposing those for data calls, I don't think, and stuff like that in that format. But it's an interesting migration path. I think it works.
I mean, if you think of a field like vehicle use, since we're looking at auto, yeah, that's one we're talking about. That's all combined: work school under 15 miles, work school over 15 miles.
Yep.
We can feed that in existing stat plan. You'll have no idea how our internal systems define work, school, pleasure, business, farm, age, miles traveled. There's probably four fields behind that. As a day two item, we can look at this field and say, okay, how do you define this? What are the four internal fields that you use to define this? And are they possible OpenIDL fields? Things like estimated annual miles, vehicle use, whatever it may be.
Yeah,
Instead of trying to dissect all of this now.
No, I'm completely on board with that, right? That this is way above my pay grade for actually deciding if this is acceptable, I think. Technically, I sign off on this approach, right? It works. We can go forward, we can reduce that reporting, we can protect the validity of the future model by agreeing that that's still in scope for the full picture. Those all make sense to me, right? Just want to make sure that the whole steering group of the OpenIDL knows that this is clear to them, that there's going to be stat plan data in OpenIDL for this purpose for this length of time, something like that. In other words, I can't say yes or no. I can say that it this will work technically.
Yeah, well, I guess my first thought is that's kind of an idea above where we are right now, but it raises an interesting question that I think probably should be discussed with the proper people. If we just adopt all those lines and we just get them all in there and we can get those reports out quickly, is that good or is that bad? And what are the pros and cons of doing it that way? I do like how quickly we moved to completion.
Well, we're not completed. We still have lots of work to do in order to get to completion, because just standing up the existing stat plan is just day one. I think someone had said, I'm sorry, from the Hartford, you know, we look at vehicle use. Yeah, there are four fields that make that up. That's what we would have to work through as part of this group going forward, is what are those four fields, so that we can decompile it. I'm anxious to see about, you know, building the plumbing between us and OpenIDL and AAS and the blockchain and
I think that's the general feeling. Yeah, I think that's the general feeling. And all of that comes with day one, and I would assume that's a decent amount of work.
Sure. So we need to spend some time to think about what are the possible problems with doing that. Let's say we bring the data in as a day one, and then we're going to be doing with our initial concept of day one and day two, we were talking about fields that would be available today. We're talking about fields that would be available tomorrow. So it's a simple addition. We're talking about going from AIS stat plan into a modernized stat plan. I definitely feel like we need to come up with, you know, what are the rules look like around that? I had a call with Jeff Braswell earlier in the week, and we started talking about the idea of versioning. You know, maybe we take a step back from the model for a second and we start talking about what it means to be a version of a model and how do we move from version one to version two? Because definitely as we move from AIS to this new version, we're going to have like straight breaking changes across the board. And we don't have anything in place to deal with that. So if we're going to go endorse that a radical change like that, I feel like to escalate, I feel like we need to have a change management plan for how are we going to, you know, tell between these two versions and what's the plan going to be to transition, because it's not going to be just a simple addition.
I mean, I know for us, like at the Hartford, we have ways to just tie these records back. So if we ever feeding the data that we have today, like the company use field, we even have the policy ID already on the stat plan. If we needed to add additional fields on to, you know, supplement this data, that's not a problem. I don't think getting the data or access to it, at least from the Hartford's perspective, is going to be an issue. It's more of the plumbing and the architecture that we're kind of looking for. I think we can expand on the data pretty easily. I mean, we added VIN at the end, no problem. Like,
so you're saying that we're going to have, you know, we start bringing out version two, then the messages that we're writing into the system are going to include both. They're going to be duplicated messages. They're going to have the version one and the version two at the same time. Or are you going to reload everything? Like, I want to explicitly kind of understand like how we go from version one to version two, if they were going to have radical changes, if we're going to have breaking changes between the two.
I think they're done in parallel, and no, I'm not going to restate my version one into version two, but going forward, as we expand, then I would perhaps populate both. So we may have, you know, instead of having 60 fields, we may have 120 fields. The other 60 are basically your day two. And then your extraction patterns can then choose either one or the other for whatever information you need to pull for statistical reporting and or for data calls.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
The whole versioning and migration over time is, I think, a different problem than we're facing right now. This is basically two data stores, two different data sources, one with the old format and one with the new format. And I don't think we're going to cross the two, right? You're going to either use one or the other.
And I think if you populate OpenIDL with all of the stat plans, then you could create a dashboard just based on statistical data.
There's a lot of that's valuable.
I mean, it's already being reported, but, you know, without getting into any of the extra fields, if you had a dashboard of just what's available and companies have given permission for you to populate it, because it's going to be anonymized at that point, the regulators can then play with the data and figure out what they need and what they want. And that may also inform what additional pieces of information would be useful to help determine what day two items might be.
Well, I categorically hate change, so I definitely can't endorse anything today, but this is definitely an interesting idea.
I think what we are hearing here is there's the design endpoint where we would like to reach, but we have the practical aspect of these, you know, our carriers have very large complex systems that provide that data to us. And so they would like a transition plan. They would like a way that they can start and begin using the system for real value today. And we help them transition to the new data elements over time. That's really what we're talking about here.
Okay. So then I do kind of want to challenge though to say that I think that you want to get NAC annual statement line with auto. We're not requiring that on our stat plan right now, but that's going to give you just, it's going to make the validations that are done. It's going to make all kinds of different comparisons that makes life a lot easier when you have all the 19s on there correctly.
Which to me, that's an easy add-on to attack onto a stat plan. We have, sure. I mean, it's granular level of information we're already giving you. We can add on ASL code.
And aren't the other stat plans collecting annual statement line? Auto's the only one that's not doing it.
That's the only one that's not I'm aware of. Yeah.
How do you guys today figure that out? You probably use a combination. I'm assuming if it's personal or commercial, and then is it class code driven, or because today you guys figure out what's what.
Yeah. So there's some class codes. I don't do the reconciliation on auto. I've been doing a little bit of looking into it. The short answer is that we are looking to add that value on to our stat plan because it would greatly make our lives much easier. There's a lot of times we have to reach out to the carrier with a reconciliation request and then get that data after the fact, depending on how it comes to us.
Yeah. Okay. So if the addition of that one, if that is the one that is most important to the first instance of the model, is that something this group can, you know, somehow approve of up front and then also move forward with Dale's recommendations? So because to me, that's really important because we have to make this easy for everybody. Mm-hmm. And so if that's what makes it easy for our carriers to start with a baseline and then add over time, that's that concept and how we do that, I think, is really important.
Sure. Well, I think the next thing to do with this request, so like we've got data modeling next week and we've got some, I think two weeks from today, I think we should have a public discussion of this idea. And then we should host a vote on it the subsequent week. And the reason I want to take the delay is because I do want to do the data modeling that we have set up for next week. And the person who's available, some of the people available for that are only available then and then only at the end of April. Once we have the discussion, if we approve for auto, we may just end up getting day ones for all of the lines done, pre-May. And that would be a big win. Dale, I think there's a lot of potentially good sides to this thing, but I got to think about it more. How's everybody feel about having a formal discussion where it's on the agenda? I'll send an announcement out today and we'll focus on this for next week. Does anybody have an objection to that? I mean, not next week, the week after. Sorry.
Can we use the email thread to collect initial thoughts and ideas during the interim?
What was that question, Ken?
So it's basically like, as we have thoughts between now and the first time we're discussing it, right? We can share this on that email thread so that we don't have to wait 2 weeks to come back to this.
Sure.
I also have a regulatory question now that we finished auto.
Sure.
So statistical agents have to provide the statistical plans to the states and get them approved. Is that correct from a regulatory perspective? Will we have the same issue with OpenIDL? If we have a different stat plan, does that need to be filed and approved by states?
We need to talk with legal about that. We are under the impression that as long as it's an optional addendum, that it's valid. And if it's a required field, it is not. So I think that if we do your plan, which would be to adopt the AIS stat plan as a baseline, that we can have addendums on there that count as still being valid without being further approved. But I'm not the end decision maker on that.
But auto is not. Auto is our own, is what is the homegrown for OpenIDL. The basis was AIS, but we can no longer say that it's AIS's stat plan because we've changed expected values.
Yep. So This is where Robin and Lori will help us with this, but this is why we do think the collaboration with the regulators are really important, because they are looking at a need to revise what we've thought of as traditional stat plans as well. So I think Sandra is here. AAIS is ready and willing to file anything we need to do with the states to get the OpenIDL data standard stat plan accepted. We will do that work. But I think what will make that easier for all of us is that we have regulators here that are going to help us get that done.
Okay.
Okay.
Peter, it's George.
Please.
Just to let you know, the phone number there is Eric. So he is on, but he can't unmute for some reason. So I just wanted to let you know he is listening. And if he has any comments, I told him just to text me and I'll push him forward.
Okay. Well, that's great. Yeah, so I guess that's about all I had for the agenda today. I think this is definitely something to be discussed. I think that if we can do it correctly, we could save a lot of time by accomplishing this. And I think we all want to work together to make this be as efficient of a process as possible. I think the best thing to do at this point is to give everybody back some time. Does anybody else have any final things? Anything else they'd like to discuss? Okay, so next week.
I just have one more thing, sorry.
Please.
Eric said he voted yes.
Okay. Oh, okay, great.
When we started out voting, he said, you know, he voted yes.
Oh, a good, thank you for telling me. I had him as not present.
Yeah, sure. He's on, he is on.
Okay.
Peter, Sandra, can I say something?
Please, of course.
So I just want folks to know, I don't know if everyone listened into the stat data working group call yesterday that I had at the NEIC, but we are opening the stat plan to make revisions. So if there are people on this call who have comments, we only opened section one so far because we're going to go section by section. But if they have comments, to send them to Libby regarding the stat plan.
Sandra,
we have an email for Libby.
Well, I think so. George, what did you want to say?
I'll send Libby an email and ask her to put me on the distribution list.
Oh, you're not on it?
I am not, I guess, because I did not know you had a meeting yesterday.
Oh, Wan Chin was there.
Yeah.
We'll make sure you're on it.
I'll get you added, George.
Excuse me?
I'll get you added. Yeah, and Truman, the calls are open. It's not a regulator only call that we have. Interested parties are allowed to be listening on those calls, unless we have a regulator only. But I mean, you wouldn't get a notification for that one. So that helps.
So would Libby be the person we would email if we wanted to be included?
I think so. Libby, would that be okay if they emailed you to get on the interested parties list?
Of course, yeah. I don't know if my email's visible. I'll throw it in the chat here real quick.
Thank you very much.
And Eric wanted me to let you guys know that *6 is not working to unmute.
I tried to unmute him and it's not working either, or to ask for him to unmute. So I'm not sure what else to do with it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Eric, I'm trying.
I'll be his interpreter.
Appreciate you.
So I just got an email actually back from the people that were supposed to join for the data modeling next week. I don't know that that's going to be happening now. So I do want to have this discussion with a full crowd next week. I'm going to send an email update to the full list. I think at the end of the day today or either on Monday. And we are going to have the discussion on the coming Friday, the 18th, to discuss AI stat plan versus our homegrown stat plan. Pros, cons, please take some time, talk to your coworkers and think about it while you're all the time, actually, for the next week. Don't think about anything else. No, but please come back and let's have some ideas on it. I think there's a lot of efficiency stuff we can save, I think there's a lot we can get done. So, does anybody else have anything else? George, anything else?
Nothing here.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna get everybody an email out. I really appreciate everybody coming. I look forward to discussion next week. And thanks so much for voting to approve our first model. This is great. I really appreciate everybody being here today. Thanks so much.
Bye. Nice weekend. Good weekend. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.